You're listening to Fitter Kids, and it's going to be awesome. So stay tuned.
And if you're wondering who Fitter Kids are,
we are students from 34 Reggio from Collingwood College.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.
Hi. Where?
Heidi.
Nina.
Dottie.
And Trevor.
And we're going to ask you some questions.
Oh, that's good. Let's go.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to be a school teacher. Yeah, I thought that was a good job.
And what did you do when you taught in secondary school?
I taught English in secondary school for a long time. 30 years. That makes me really old.
What was your favourite book that you wrote?
That I wrote?
Yeah.
I wrote a book about the executioners in Victoria. So it was a very bloodthirsty book, but I enjoyed writing it.
How old is the old Melbourne jail?
Well, it's a lot older than me. They started building it in 1842. So, you can do the maths. Yes, it's a long time ago.
What was the old Melbourne jail like?
The old Melbourne jail, when it was a jail, because they call it the old Melbourne jail now because there's no prisoners left in it, but it was a pretty dark, grim place. It was not a place that I would like to be. Lots and lots of tiny little cells where they locked people up, and you got locked up for all sorts of crimes in those days that you wouldn't get locked in today.
Like what?
Well, there were people who stole little things, people who didn't have any money. They put them in jail for not having money. Little kids were locked up in jail. You really look
old. Wow, how old?
Well, the youngest child that we've so far found a jail record for, who was locked up in jail, was only 6 months old.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's
what
a lot younger than you.
What did they do?
Well, this little child, her mum went to jail, and the child was left outside with dad. And, of course, at 6 months, you need mum's milk to stay alive, don't you? And so they decided that little girl had to go into jail with her mum. But they had to arrest her and send her to court so that they could send her to jail. So she actually had a jail record at the age of 6 months.
Oh my gosh, that sounds hilarious.
Why did you want to learn about Nat Kelly?
Well, when I was living in New Zealand and I came to Australia on a holiday, and I went to Glenrowan and learnt about Ned Kelly there, and I thought, he's an interesting sort of fellow. I read a couple of books about him, but when I came to Australia and started working at the old Melbourne jail, well, I had to learn about Ned Kelly because he was locked up there, and I had to tell people about him. So I found him an interesting fellow to read about and talk about.
Cool.
Who was in the spooky cell and why did dogs not go in it?
Sounds as though you know quite a bit about the jail, because that was one of my jobs there. I had to do ghost tours at night. And, you know, it's a spooky place at night. It's dark and you sometimes see little movements in there which you think, I wonder what that is. And sometimes it's the cat from the university who's got in the jail. But sometimes we can't explain those things. And there is a cell there which has a great history of weird things happening. And one day, when I was in the jail, a blind man came into the jail with the seeing eye dog, and the dog took him into every cell that was in the jail. But when it came to cell 17 on the first floor, the dog wouldn't go in there.
Isn't 17 an unlucky number?
I don't know. I hope not, because that's the date of my birthday.
Oh, no, it's 13.
13's an unlucky number, Phew, yes.
That would have been too many circumstances.
That's right. But lots of people have had strange experiences in that cell. People smell funny smells in there. Some people feel someone touching the backs of their heads. Ooh. It's very, very spooky. And, of course, people have strange things happening to their cameras and their phones in there. So we're not quite sure why that is, but it makes for good stories.
Do their phones and like cameras get glitchy and things?
Yeah, they stop working, or sometimes they lose all the memory. There was one man went in there one night to take a photograph after the ghost tours, and he came running out and he said, "Look at this." And he showed me his phone, and it just had the battery, you know, the little icon of the battery on the, and there was a little red line down one end of it. So he'd lost all his charge. And he says, "This is crazy, because this phone was fully charged in the hotel room before I came out tonight, and this is the first photograph I've taken." And we knew what to do. I said to him, "Turn off your phone and leave it for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then turn it on again." He did, and it was fully charged again.
So do you know who was in the cell or not?
No, we don't. They didn't keep those sorts of records, and they moved people around a lot. So we're not quite sure who was there at all. It could have been a man, could have been a woman, but we're not sure.
What was your favourite ghost story, and can you tell us about it?
I've got a personal favourite, yeah? I'll tell you about it. When I was taking some people around one night telling ghost stories, we were all coming down the stairs at the on one side of the jail, and there was a woman behind me who looked across the jail and saw the place where they used to hang people, and she thought, "This would make a great photo." And she took a photograph. Now, I watched her take the photograph because she was right in front of me, and she had an iPhone, took the photograph, and I saw the picture jump up on the screen, but I wasn't close enough to see detail. And we kept on walking down the stairs, and all the way down the stairs, she was looking at a phone. And when we got to the bottom, she turned to me and she said, "Trevor, have a look at this picture." And I did. And you know, there was a picture of me standing on the gallows. Now, how could that happen? Because I was behind her when she took the picture. But there it is. It's clear. You can't see the whole of me, just about from my middle down. But it's clearly my trousers and my shoes. And yet I was standing behind her. How does that happen?
Maybe it was a glitch.
Maybe it's a glitch. I don't know. You'll have to think about that. But I can't think of any explanation. Bit scary. Oh
my God. Now, to round it off with a nice question, not about spooky things, what was your job before teaching?
I was at school and university. So teaching was my first job back in New Zealand. I taught there for 30 years. Then I came to Australia and I got a job at the jail. And I was a tour guide at the jail for another 20 years.
So those were your only jobs? Are you sure you didn't have any, like, side jobs?
Oh, in the holidays sometimes I worked in the freezing works, and I worked in a timber yard, and I worked in an office, but just over the university holidays to get some money.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think that's all.
Yeah.
Well, it's been wonderful talking to you girls.
You too.
Yes.
You too, yeah. It was fun.
Thank you.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.